It's time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for things to see and do in our community.
I always struggle for how we should start date night, but I've got it today.
Okay.
I know it's really early in the morning, but let's go Canes.
Yeah.
And hope they win the Stanley Cup.
You're just saying that because I'm wearing a Red Wings shirt right now. And I am lamenting the fact that my Red Wings got screwed out of their rightful spot in the playoffs by bad refereeing in the Caps-Flyers game.
One, we're a team. It's our Red Wings. And number two, the refs are always against the Canes. So I'm finally glad you're on my side.
Yeah.
For the entire Stanley Cup, which never happens.
I just want the Capitals to lose.
I mean, I agree with that.
At which point I will be happy. If the Stars have to win the Stanley Cup in order for the Capitals to lose, I will be fine with that.
Whoa.
I know this is sacrilege, and yet I'm saying it.
Let's back the heck up.
I am saying that if it ends up being, if it turns out that we are living in the darkest timeline and the Dallas Stars and the Washington Capitals wind up meeting in the Stanley Cup Finals, I will root for the Dallas Stars, even though I hate them.
I mean, I'll still be protesting outside whatever arena they're at.
Yeah.
Glad we're...
Well, you're a rabble-rouser.
Maybe so. On the same team.
So here's a thing that I'm doing this weekend.
Not going to a Red Wings game.
We're done. I'm judging a cocktail competition, which I will need in order to drown my sorrows from the Red Wings getting screwed out of a playoff spot. So Conniption, Durham Distillery up in Durham, makes Conniption gin, which is fantastic. And they are doing a bartender competition.
Right.
So best bartender making drinks with Durham Distillery / Conniption ingredients.
Right.
At the Beltry on Brewer Lane in Chapel Hill / Carborough. Carborough technically, but like that weird intersection on the Chapel Hill Carborough line.
Who even knows at that point in time?
At 2:00 on Sunday, and I believe the public is invited. So if y'all want to come out and enjoy this for yourself, you can. And it's 2:00 on Sunday at the Beltry, which is a great spot to be in anyway.
Beltry kind of is my favorite place to drink.
Really good place.
And only because we were there for 7th, 8th anniversary.
Was that the one where they had like the food laid out and everything?
At like 1 a.m. They're
the people who were like shucking oysters.
We are shucking oysters in the back. Picture that, but there are no oysters, but there are instead cocktails that Aaron is judging, probably with a finger over like his upper lip as though he were a impartial celebrity judge going, ho, I am Aaron.
I'm not going to be sommelier about it because I can't judge wine. I taste something and I'm like, this tastes red, and then it's white.
This is very true.
But cocktails I can probably judge. We'll find out on Sunday together.
Yeah.
With that in mind, everyone's invited out and bring your dates and have a good time at the Beltry on Sunday at 2:00 and come out and watch me judge a cocktail competition for the first time. That's going to be a romantic time. But what is a romantic date night inspired by the fact that I'm going to be judging a cocktail competition at the Beltry on Sunday at 2 p.m.?
Yeah, so I have an immediate answer. A thing Aaron and I love doing more than anything else is judging people.
Yeah.
So what better to judge than a new entrant into the Chapel Hill Carborough scene? You should, for a fun date night, go to a place you've heard a lot about and do what Aaron and I do and rank all of the food you get on a scale of 1 to X, where X is the number of things you've got. I will throw out flying pierogi. down
new
at the
one at South Green,
at the what I would call the bottom of Carborough, right, but you would call South Green
in the former Coronado.
In the former Coronado stays and like hang out.
The one that quote unquote closed because quote unquote smoke. Quote unquote.
We're not talking about that. But do you want like weird like sausage banh mi? Do you want weird pierogies that are made out of elderflower? Everything I've heard about their food seems very inspired and very incredible, and seems like the kind of date night where you would argue, all of the food is incredible, what is the best bite you've had?
I'm down with that.
And you can do that at the bottom of Carborough.
I will take the prompt in a different direction. Ooh. Beltry is the location of the cocktail competition.
Right.
Beltry is set apart by the fact that it's on kind of a weird side street. It's on Brewer Lane, which...
Yeah.
No one would ever drive on or walk on unless they either lived in that neighborhood in the back or they were specifically going to Beltry.
Right.
It's not a typical road that you would traverse. So what is a great date night spot that's on a weird side street that you would never go on except to go to this place?
Ooh, I really hope you're going to say the steakhouse that Ron Stutz loved that is halfway between Chapel Hill and...
That's called the Farmhouse.
That is, yeah.
And that is a really good suggestion. Now I'm sorry I didn't think about it. Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, which is on a weird side street that you ordinarily wouldn't travel on unless you were specifically going to Irregardless.
Or Legends, but yeah.
Well, no, it's not even Legends. Like, Legends is around the corner.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's a long corner.
Isn't there like a
corner.
Bookstore or something on Irregardless Street? There's something else, but I don't think of what it is. Like, it's the street that you go on if you're going to Irregardless. Farmhouse is another good one, though, too. Yeah. That's a good choice.
Yeah, we're full of great ideas.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.